That was one of mine.
Really strong one.
Yeah, amazing album. That was the band Last Bias from St. Mm-hmm. Petersburg, Florida, with the song You from the Sea Hates a Coward LP that came out in March on Twistworthy Records, who are originally from Houston, Texas, but are now in Austin, Texas.
One of the very best post-hardcore records of the year, definitely.
Yeah, real fine. Thank you all so much for the Sea Hates a Coward. It's a total triumph. Okay, and then before that was Allie.
And she nailed it. Yeah. Great choice.
Yeah, before that we heard Tritonic from London, United Kingdom, with the song Alexa Menos from the Bend the Arc cassette that they self-released only a couple weeks ago in November.
Just been at the
Lots packed into this cassette.
Such a weird one. You know, surprisingly eclectic and like reserved for a truly dark and aggressive album.
And some of the best packaging I've ever seen for a cassette.
Oh, yeah. Like, everybody, order this cassette and just hang it on the wall when you're done listening to it.
Yeah, it's a work of art.
Yeah.
And then before that, man.
Yep.
Tentpole album.
A defining one for this year. Probably the decade, Before that, we heard Harem from New York City, New York. Remember that band name, y'all. Yeah. It's going to come up a lot in the 2020s. And that was the song Battle of the Arab Today from the Why Does Paradise Begin in Hell double LP that they released on September 11th on Toxic State Records from Brooklyn, New York. So, man, what can we say about this?
Most important record of the year.
Definitely. Most mandatory record of the year. Honestly, there's a short 10-minute documentary on YouTube from years ago.
Yeah.
I think... like, the National Desk did it or something.
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a great, like, jumping-off point.
Yeah, it'll bring you up to speed, is what I'm saying. Anyway, so much love to Nader, and so much congratulations for this masterpiece, genuinely. Just pick one up, everybody. If it's the only thing you get this year, this is the one.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we started that... Oh, and then we started that off with a fun one.
Needed it.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah, we started that off with Denevere from Budapest, Hungary, with the song Fast Forward from the Economica Domestica LP.
Their debut, right?
Oh, yeah. First full length. And they released it in June on Abraxas Audio from Budapest, Hungary.
Budapest is coming up.
I think so. Yeah. Lots of creativity over there. Shouts out to the Budapest punk scene. There's something happening.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over.
And I'm Michael from the North Bay.
Oh, my God. Thank you all for joining us when we give a sneak peek of our year-end top 10 albums. From one of the craziest years of our lives, I think.
Yeah. I had a feeling we're not going to have another easy year for a while.
Not after this.
Yeah.
Well, not after last year, really.
Yeah. Something opened up.
We're going to need to be on our toes going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even through the end of the decade.
Yeah. Halfway through. Now's when the decade starts to define itself.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. One inch at a time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, we're like halfway through this list, so let's, which one is next? You know,
Oh, thank God.
We need a palate cleanser, everyone. Let's hit the bar and grab another one.
Yes.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay, the legends.
Yeah.
This is Cosmic Psychos from Melbourne, Victoria, with the song Have One More.
maybe two. Twist Me Arm for three.
Thank you.
coolest does not mean best.
Well, yeah.
Or album of the year.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But I feel like I listened to this one the most and had the most fun with it.
And it matches your personality, really.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
That was Frankie and the Witchfingers with the song Eggs Laid Brain from the Trash Classic LP that came out in June on Greenway Records from Brooklyn, New York, and the Reverberation Appreciation Society from Austin, Texas. And Frankie and the Witchfingers are originally from Bloomington, Indiana, but now they're in Los Angeles, California. And this, yeah, shit, this might be the coolest record of the year.
I mean, it is.
Yes. Yeah, shit, it is,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and, well, wait a minute, speaking of cool.
Oh, shit, might have spoken too soon, yeah. Before that, we heard Cero Azucar featuring Alvaro Biznaga with the song Pixel from their self-titled LP that came out in January on, Oh, no, a bunch of labels in a prison. Absolute Content, originally from Miami, Florida, currently operating out of Jonesboro, Arkansas. Andalucía Uberales from Seville, Spain. There they are again. Inhumano, originally from Santiago, Chile, now based in Lausanne, Switzerland. La Agonía de Vivar from Madrid, Spain. Pifio Records from Asturias, Spain, and Baden-Württemberg, Germany. Producciones Dudancas from Santander, Spain. And Vox Populi from Tsuyama City, Okayama, Japan. And Cero Azucar from Madrid, Spain.
That was pretty cool.
They are pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, oh, sick. The one before that was one of yours. Give me a rest.
Yeah, it was. Before that, we heard the band Ailments with the song Futuro de Generacio from the Sempre Res LP that they released in May on Flexi Discos Records from Valencia, Spain. And Ailments are from Barcelona, Spain.
Definitely one of the best records of the year, hands down.
Very strong writing and performance. It's like indie punk disguised as post-punk with lots of pop and new wave, like positivity in it.
When you get everything unpacked, you should hang it on the wall.
Oh, it's already in the frame, dude. I just gotta find it.
Doing 2K25 right, my friend.
Yeah, we both are. And, oh, man, and the way to do life right.
Oh, these Yavos are living life. Living life with umlauts. We started that off with the boys. That was Cosmic Psychos with the song Have One More from the I Really Like Beer LP that they released last month on Subway Records from Wuppertal, North Westphalia, Western Germany. And Cosmic Psychos are Scene Legends from Melbourne, Victoria.
That record looks you right in the eye when it shakes your hand.
Yeah, there's no question about what it sounds like. I mean, it's called I Really Like Beer, and the cover is a beer gut. It's just an effortless good time.
Especially this year. Yeah. It was really nice to cap it off with a fun, easy, like, party record.
Yeah. Thank you, Cosmic Psychos. I owe y'all a drink endlessly.
Yeah, get one on my tab, too.
Yeah. Okay, so we're here.
Yeah.
So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852. Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over.
And I'm Michael from the North Bay.
And we did it.
Yeah.
We're almost there. And then we can rest for the first time since, like, mid-November.
Pulling the pin on moving was the weirdest part for me. That took the most out of me.
Emailing my landlord, or my old landlord, to say that I'm putting in my 30 days. Honestly, it was even weirder than turning in the keys.
Yeah, same, actually. And, you know, I could not have done this without you, bud. I don't know if I say that enough.
Dude, me either. Like, literally none of this could have happened without you and Allie.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not new anymore. I feel like we've been doing this too long to be pushed around.
Yeah.
We got experience in this shit. I think the big difference is that we're too old to thug it out alone anymore.
Yes. Yes, that's totally true.
Yeah.
At a certain age, you can't just raw dog it alone anymore.
I'm not going to let you do it alone.
Yeah, me either. Me either, man. So, well, we made it. Oh, God, it's actually here.
The last thing.
the last thing we need to do this year. Our albums of the year.
There.
All right, what do you got? Thank You.
It needs to be this.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Long live PDX Punk.
Long live PDX Punk. Yeah, my album of the year, well, technically it's a 12-inch EP, is the new Spares self-titled from right here in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, long live Portland, Oregon.
Long live our home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so what's yours? What do you got? Very good choice. Yes.
I can't stop listening to it. So this has to get it by default.
It's brilliant.
It's so many things.
Yeah.
Yeah, my album of the year is the Goonies self-titled cassette. Goonies from Cincinnati, Ohio.
And that's it? The only thing left to do is listen to the two greatest albums of the year.
And give thanks for the two greatest albums of the year. And give thanks to everything that didn't kill us this year.
And give thanks for everything that saved us this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Zoo.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Dr. Alley.
Yeah. And... And thank you to our old apartments that changed our lives.
Yeah, it made us the people that we are. The people that are going to make it.
Yeah, we are.
And thank you to all of you for being here for all of it.
Yeah.
We love you all so, so very much.
So much. So much.
And I love you too.
And I love you.
Here's to another one.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Zoo.
Happy New Year, Michael.
This is Spares from Portland, Oregon, with the song Influence from their self-titled 12-inch EP that they put out back in February on Better Days Will Haunt You Records from Austin, Texas.
And then Goonies with the song Joanies from their self-titled cassette that came out in October on Kaleidoscopic Records from Cincinnati, Ohio. And Goonies are from Cincinnati, Ohio. Happy New Year, everyone.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Tyler.